A 40-page complaint filed in U.S. District Court in Springfield Thursday alleges Dobell's reputation is being destroyed and his employment contract and due process rights are being violated by a, quote, guerrilla war, unquote, for control of the school being waged by the chairman of the Westfield State University Board of Trustees and the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Higher Education. The suit was filed just 1 week after trustees, at the conclusion of a marathon 10-hour meeting, put Dobell on paid leave and hired a Boston law firm to investigate several years' worth of travel and entertainment expenses Dobell charged to the university and its fundraising arm, the Westfield State Foundation. Dobell's lawyer, Ross Garber, said at the time a lawsuit was the likely result of the board's decision.
The violations of law, the violations of President Dobell's rights need to be remedied.
Dobell and the trustees tried to work out a deal that would have had Dobell step down as president, take a one-year paid sabbatical, and return next year as a tenured professor, according to a report in Friday's Boston Globe. Mark Rogers, CEO of Board Prospects, an expert in board governance, does not believe a deal can be worked out now that Dobell has sued.
I think there's a chance that the state and everyone else is going to dig in and really throw back at Dobell. And he's now under, you know, investigation, not only by obviously the trustees and the university, but he's also under investigation by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So my sense is that this could go the whole way.
Dobell exited the presidency of the University of Hawaii in 2004 after his record of free spending on travel and entertainment was questioned there. He reportedly left with a seven-figure settlement after claiming he was the target of a political vendetta. Rogers says Westfield State trustees should have kept Dobell on a tighter rein after he was hired in 2007.
They should have had in place systems and safeguards to make sure that what happened at the University of Hawaii didn't happen again at Westfield. And they simply failed to do that. And that to me is shocking because he went right back to the same pattern of behavior that got him in trouble at the University of Hawaii. And he did it very quickly.
Dobell's travel expenses at Westfield State only came to light in late August after auditors hired at the direction of Board of Trustees Chairman John Flynn filed a report. In the lawsuit and previously through a publicist, Dobell has accused Flynn of initiating the investigation into the president's spending in a bid to take control of the school to pursue his own agenda. Flynn has denied this. Likewise, Dobell's legal and public relations team has accused Massachusetts Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland of ulterior motives. Freeland, alarmed by what he said appeared to be indiscriminate spending by Dobell, moved to freeze certain state funds, including $2 million earmarked for a new science building at Westfield State. Earlier this week, Freeland was asked about the prospect of being named a defendant in a lawsuit brought by Dobell.
I'll deal with it when it comes. You know, I have tried to do my job as the Commissioner of Higher Education, which is to assure the proper stewardship of state funds. I believe I've done that job appropriately and with integrity. I've been, quite honestly, distressed that President Dobell has chosen mostly to attack those who have raised these questions rather than to answer the questions. I think that's been unfortunate for President Dobell and unfortunate for our whole system. And the lawsuit would probably be a continuation of that pattern.
Dobell's lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and legal fees. In addition to Flynn and Freeland, the suit names Westfield State University trustees Kevin Queenan and Elizabeth Scheibel, the accounting firm O'Connor and Drew, and James Cox, the attorney for the Board of Trustees. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.